As Phil Nickenson exclaims, your mobile device has quickly become the easiest portal into your digital self. Mobile applications are the hottest trends today. You are spending much effort time on it. But what happens once it's finished? How do you know whether it's working or if you're optimizing for your users correctly? The short answer is that you define KPI and then track them using an analytics tool. You won't be able to measure ROI, know what to do if your app isn't effective, or know where to spend your efforts if you need analytics. But what is it all about? Let's take a look. First of all, what is mobile app analytics? Mobile app analytics is a mechanism for tracking and evaluating user activity on a mobile app. The app's developer or publisher may apply mobile app analytics software to improve or assess their product. An effective mobile app analytics tool will allow users to measure how many people have downloaded the mobile app, where they are located, how frequently they use it, which features are liked and disliked the most, what advertising they click on, and what encourages them to purchase. App developers utilize the analytics data to alter and improve their apps. It might involve introducing new features to current features depending on user preferences. And why does it matter? As Mitch Lowe says, use analytics to make decisions. I often assume you may require a precise answer before deciding. And he taught me to use analytics directionally and never worry when they are 100% sure. Just try to get them to point you in the right direction. Businesses can only know whether their applications are working or failing with mobile app metrics without specific data. Businesses must rely on broad measures such as total revenue or downloads. These high-level signs might mask the reality that the program is losing money or customers quicker than it is gaining them. Companies can identify and address these issues using app metrics. Use an app analytics software to track the stats of your mobile app. This program collects user data whenever they perform activities such as logins or purchases and summarizes it on a dashboard. It enables app developers to ask more questions, test theories, and make better product and marketing decisions. While there are several metrics to monitor, it is advisable to concentrate on the 4 to 5 key performance indicators KPIs that are most directly related to the goals of your app. So, which KPI to choose? When it comes to monitoring development and performance, 3 types of key performance indicators KPIs are commonly utilized in a growth-driven approach. First, there are the acquisition KPI. These KPI are designed to assess the efficacy of your app's user acquisition activities. They give information on how many people find and download your app. It ranges from app downloads, cost per acquisition CPA, conversions, and more. Next are the activation and engagement KPI. These KPI are concerned with determining user engagement and the success of your app in providing value to users. They assist you in determining how effectively your app performs regarding user onboarding, retention, and general engagement. Some of them include session duration, retention rate, and others. Lastly, there are the revenue and monetization KPI. These KPI measure your app's financial performance and revenue generation. They assist you in understanding the efficacy of your monetization techniques as well as the overall profitability of your app. Some common ones include conversion rate, lifetime value LTV, and ad revenues. Now that you know about the key metrics, how do you start? A deliberate strategy is required to get the most out of mobile app analytics data. The first step, determine your objectives. The first step is setting goals to increase user involvement, revenue, or customer happiness. Second, keep track of important KPI. The KPI you choose will be determined by the goals you wish to achieve with your app. For example, if you want to improve user experience and engagement rates, SEO keywords can help. Then there's the reporting. When reviewing data obtained from these indicators, it is critical to create thorough reports. An excellent report should identify trends and areas for improvement. Visual tools such as charts and graphs can assist in making sense of large datasets. But keep in mind that consistency counts here. Continuous monitoring ensures you stay informed about how changes affect performance while also assisting in identifying possible concerns before they develop into larger ones. Finally, while collecting and keeping user data, keep privacy requirements in mind, including getting essential consent where needed by law. Businesses can get important information about their consumers' behavior by implementing these mobile app analytics tactics, which leads to more effective decision-making. There you have it. Mobile app metrics will be essential as long as you have an app. However, don't forget about your website too. If you have both of these in your digital ecosystem, it should be fostered and maximized equally to generate user engagement and company success. At Mars Devs, we can help you track key metrics and provide accurate insight, harnessing the power of AI. So, why not check us out? Follow us in our upcoming episode to understand the world of technology website development. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments. Until next time.